All right, so ladies and gentlemen,
taking attendance.
This is a regular meeting of the Programs and Services Committee. Apologize, pulling up a document here. Okay. Okay, so at the start of the meeting, let's see, we have Councillor Greenberg from Ward 1. President Albright from Ward 2, Councillor Wright from Ward 3, I am Josh Crinsman from Ward 4, Councillor Humphrey from Ward 5, the Vice Chair of the Committee, the distinguished Councillor Brendan O'Ell, from Ward 7, Councillor Lyle Baker, and from Ward 8, Councillor Holly Ryan, and Chris Sullivan.
Oh.
Great, hi, and all you folks at home, how are you? And our clerk of the committee, Nathan Giacalone. So we have two items to do before we get to the joint item, which we're doing, which will be the update on the climate action plan. So the first item on our agenda is item 68-21. This is the appropriation of $100,000 for the March 16th special municipal election. So Chris, are you here to tell us about that?
Yep. So basically, as you know, we're having a special municipal election less than a month now, and we pretty much come up with a figure of a little more than $100,000 by our calculations. And if you want, I could just run a quick breakdown of how we came to those figures.
Yeah, please. That'd be great.
All right, great. So basically, we came from approximately about $42,000 for basically our seasonal wages for like poll workers. All the people that we employ to work all the polling locations and such. That also includes, like, you know, we have our absentee in-person running March 8th through the 12th at City Hall, 8:30 to 5. After that, we approximately about $1,500 for, you know, any clerk or election city employees for, like, overtime. After that, we have about $43,000 approximately for any Newton employees who help out from other departments. That's like, you know, people come from other departments, help us out with like any stuffing of ballots, election data entry, such like that. And, you know, usually you've seen a little bit of a higher turnout because of the COVID. That's how we came to that figure. And then we have about $4,725 for our poll worker training. In the past, David Olson has done that in person, but we had to switch to a Zoom meeting the last time. So we're going to probably be doing like a refresher course for our poll workers, because from elections, they tend to like, you know, need a refresher. I don't expect them to have a lot of refresher because it's going to be a pretty fairly easy election, not a whole lot to it, but it's always helpful when they need to have a little bit of like insight of what's going to be happening or what to expect. Moving down from that, we have about $1,000 for any rental or lease properties that we own, like for the city, like, you know, Grace Episcopal, Temple Beth, you know, Church of Redeemer, etc. Below that, we come up with a figure of $2,000 for any cleaning services of those same locations. So with the churches being rented out, we do hire a service to clean out these locations because of COVID, you know, make sure everything's nice and clean when we're done. Moving down from that, we've come up with a figure about $5,000 for about the postage for the mailing of our ballots.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Chris. Is this a document that you can share with us that you have access to? Because I feel like it would be helpful for us to be looking at this with you.
Yeah, let me see if I can share my screen. Oh, screen share.
Also, if I can just interrupt briefly, Councillor Crinsman, Councillor Wright should be joining the meeting. She's just been having some trouble with her sound and she's been logging in and out.
She's here.
Thank you. Yeah, if you could let her in, but make sure her sound is off, that would be optimal.
It's off on my laptop. It's off on my laptop, but it's on my phone.
We can hear you. We can. Oh, I see what you're doing. Okay. You're here twice. Good. Thank you.
Not used to screen sharing on this thing. There we go. Let's see if this will work.
Or Nathan, did he share this document with you beforehand?
No, I was just going to say, Chris, okay. If it's something that would be easier for me to share, you can just email it to me and I'd be happy to.
Yeah, absolutely. I can do that. Do you need me to go down the breakdown before I send it off to you? Oh, actually, wait, I think I figured it out. Ah, there we go. Okay, can you see my screen?
Yes.
Excellent. All right, let me just spin this. All right, so everything in green here is pretty much everything we were able to adjust or calculate. So I left off about around here, line 12, the rentals, our projected cost, and line 14 here, we're about mailing of ballots to residents. When I last checked with Patricia Schiavone, who's helping out with the elections, as the assistant city clerk for elections, she said we had about, I think, a little bit more than 3,000 ballots scheduled right now of all the applications we have coming in to go out. We're not seeing a big influx on a daily basis, but we anticipate when the ballots come sometime next week as projected, we could have between 3,000 to maybe 4,000 to mail out. So that's where those projected numbers come from. And with our printed ballots, we projected about $4,000 for that. So we're going to be, I believe, 20,000 we're having going to the polls, but then we have about 40,000 folded. I might not have the numbers correct, but we projected that's our printed ballots. We actually got the proofs today, and then they're going to be going to the printer. So we hope that was out by next week, hopefully. Our next projected cost is about $2,500 for advertising, like our sandwich boards and advertising for the election, etc. Second to last, we have basic supplies for our elections that go to the polls, pens, signage, anything that goes on a regular basis.
Does that include like sanitizer?
Sanitizer,
or COVID specific supplies that I know you guys are.
Yeah, we actually have a large amount of PPE supplies left over from our November election. So I think we're just going to be carrying a lot of stuff over to get a good use out of them.
Okay.
And then lastly, we figure about $5,000 for like voting supplies. This goes like to like our memory cards for the program of the AccuVotes and AutoMarks and like, I think like we have like, booze for voting and stuff like that.
Okay, and that total comes to 111,000, but the ask is only 100,000 because of existing funds in the account. Okay. All right. I didn't mean to cut you off, and I keep calling you Chris. Do you go by Christopher or Chris?
Christopher is fine. I mean, Chris.
Okay. I didn't want to unnecessarily abbreviate. People usually love my abbreves, but sometimes they don't. Are there any counselors who have any questions? I'm not seeing any hands up at the moment. I know I've asked a few as we go here. Chris, this may not be something you have discussed, or it probably wouldn't impact our decision tonight, but do you know whether any of these costs are going to be eligible for federal reimbursement due to the timing of the election during offhand, the COVID pandemic?
Offhand, I don't know that offhand, but I could write that and find that out for you.
That'd be great. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Councillor Baker.
Chris, I had left a message because I had two constituents who said that they had put their name down to be poll workers in the census, but hadn't heard back. And I haven't heard back from one of your colleagues. I'm sorry, I don't recall who it was, but
Karen Fallon.
Oh, there, that'd be Karen, I think. Nathan shifted me over to her. Do we have enough poll workers, or how are you getting these folks, or are they?
Yep, we're getting these folks from pre-existing poll workers. We're getting from people who are inquiring on the reverse of the census form that want to be poll workers. We don't expect to have a need for as high of a number as we did during the last election. We might pick from our general pool first, and then as a need we'll probably pick new people as we come along. So,
I guess the point I'm getting, I hope you would, if people have checked off and you don't need them, somebody at least communicate to those people and say, thank you for your interest. We don't need you now, but we'll keep you in mind for the next time. I just
think on the waiting list.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can definitely do that. Yeah.
Okay. I just think that would be good public relations for the city and for the department.
Absolutely. I agree with you.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Councillor Baker. And Chris, just one last question. Am I correct that the fact that these two elections are both at large actually helps us, right? Rather than having to create separate ballots or some efficiency there, right?
Yep, definitely on one ballot helps us 100%.
Okay. I am not seeing any other hands up. which I'm going to take to mean that the committee is ready to vote. Again, this is item 68-21. Did I hear a motion to approve?
I'll move approval.
President Albright has moved approval. Any discussion on the motion? All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? All right, that is an 8-0 vote of approval. Congratulations, Chris.
Thank you very much, Josh.
Thank you, guys. All right, thank the next you. Item. What's that?
I said thank you.
Oh, well said. Well said, Councillor Ryan. The next item is item 247-20. This is a request for review on the City Council rules. And although the subcommittee, chaired by our distinguished colleague, Councillor Baker, has not yet concluded its work, there is, as we will hear from Councillor Baker, essentially a interim report. Chris, if you don't mind stopping. Perfect. Thank you. Councillor Baker, I'm going to turn it over to you so you can talk about the items we discussed with the former Clerk Olson and what we're trying to do tonight.
So thank you, Mr. Chair. Nathan, in a moment, I'll ask to just share the screen because I gave a slightly updated version of what I gave you in the packet that's part of the agenda. Specifically, Mr. Olson, before he left, I asked him to just update us on any rules changes that he felt were in order. That doesn't mean that we're not going to deal with a number of others, but because of his short tenure, I felt it was important to get those on the table right away. And there were three categories, and they're really, I think, relatively non-controversial. One was to clarify which committee the community preservation funds should go to as kind of the substantive committee. We used to have a committee on community preservation as part of the council committees. And then when that was absorbed, the question was, where do things go? And they've traditionally gone to zoning and planning. And I had forgotten that the ordinance, which we had a chance to look at last night, also is specific that any award from community preservation funds should go to finance as well. So what you will see in a moment in when Nathan puts it up is a slightly modified draft, which just clarifies that CPA funding goes to zoning and planning and as well as finance. The second category was Mr. Olson felt that in cases where there were items that were referred just by nature to more than three committees, that they were by definition, really committee of the whole items because they covered so many bases, and that we ought to have a presumption in favor of that. And so there is another rule that you'll see, which basically says when an item goes through more than three committees, it's automatically referred to committee of the whole. And I'll show you that language. And then the last is really not so much a change as a clarification. He pointed out that the whole process for the election of officers, which occurs in our rules, is actually undertaken in the caucus. But in the process of going back to just clarify that, it became apparent that there were just some word changes that needed to be made. So to substitute the word for the word ballot, the word vote, and you'll see those in a moment. But the point is that there, I thought it was important to have a note in the rules indicating that these were used in the caucus beforehand, but also govern the operation of the election of officers, because we traditionally adopt the rules before we elect officers at the time the inauguration is held and we organize the council. So those are the recommendations. And Nathan, can you just put up the others besides the other highlighted text? And I think we were all in accord, except Councillor Noel, I think, was not happy with the idea of zoning and planning being the proper place for housing funds. But the committee or subcommittee felt that we needed to have one committee, and planning department dealt with the housing money in that context as well. So that was where we ended up. But I would hope that the full committee would adopt these changes, and then we can just have them in the rules, and then we will carry on with our other work. And I would just want to, before we leave and go to public facilities, talk with the members of the subcommittee about a time that and date that we can meet again, because the date I didn't hope for early in March, my memory is Councillor Noel cannot join us. So I want to make sure that we try and have all four of us here when we do that. So that's, I hope, an adequate summary for the moment.
Well done, Councilor Baker. Thank you.
Can you give the other, just show the other pages that have yellow on them? I'm just seeing the first category.
I was just about to ask when you want me to scroll through the rest of it.
All right, so why don't you scroll through the rest of it, Nathan, and while you're doing that, looks like President Albright, you have your hand up and you wanted to.
Thank you. So first I want to say thank you, Councilor Baker, for making these changes and having them appear before us. I think that's great. It's a really good start. I had remembered at one point, and I don't, maybe I'm making this up or maybe it changed. I thought that housing went to the Land Use Committee. Didn't we used to do that or at one point or another?
Actually, housing as a general matter went to Programs and Services. So I mean, okay. Go back. And
so you the idea would be most. So what? So with the like, if it was a park or a playground, would that still go to Programs and Services?
No, the community preservation, if it's for recreation, would go to zoning and planning in the first instance. I mean,
I'm not sure that makes any sense because parks and recreation comes to Programs and Services. And I know that there's a lot of interest now in applying for money for parks. So I'm not sure what zoning and planning has to do with parks.
No, it doesn't really. And that's a perfectly rational point of view. And we can keep the existing rule. David just felt that he was struggling to try and figure out where different things went. So for example, and wanted a default committee, as I recall it. I'm certainly glad to have my recollection corrected.
No, I think that's right, Councilor Baker. My recollection is that he was looking for a particular committee. We in the subcommittee contemplated whether we needed a new committee, whether the committee structure needed to be reformed. But I think what we concluded that night was that at least on an interim basis until we come up with a final rule or potentially until the next session, that we would at least designate a particular committee so that there wasn't a lack of clarity about where those would be referred.
So two things. I mean, on behalf of the chair of the Zoning and Planning Committee, I don't think she's going to be very happy with this rule, because she feels that she's got a lot on her plate already. And when things come in that have to do with parks or something that's totally unrelated, I don't think she's going to be thrilled with that idea.
So what
I think the chair of Programs and Services felt similarly, if he didn't want them all coming to Programs and Services, but I don't remember. I'm sorry, go ahead, Councilor Baker.
I'm going to make a suggestion that at least as far as that issue, we might hold that item and not asked to be voted tonight, and the Rules Committee can take another look at it, or subcommittee. It's not immediately time sensitive. The existing rule can operate for the time being. But I think Councilor Albright, your point is well taken that recreation doesn't really belong there, and Councilor Crossley is not going to be. She'll be cross about being.
So essentially we're looking to withdraw that from this current proposal and just take up the other two components of the item.
Yeah.
And could I just make one other suggestion? And that is that, this works very well. This somebody, makes changes and then we get to talk about them. And I was going to offer I had a number of ideas about rules changes, and I was going to offer, if you thought it was appropriate, to do this same kind of markup and propose some changes for the next time the Rules Committee meets, just to help move the ball down the field a bit more.
Well, I actually have some you recommended, and I've got them in. I was going to do exactly that for next time.
Okay, perfect.
This was an attempt to try and just capture Mr. Olson's concerns in the short term. So I hope the next meeting you'll have a whole menu of things that you've already talked about. Doesn't mean you can't add to it, but I'd like to grab all the things that people have already put in the pot and bring them up through the committee next time.
So will you make some recommendations for changes?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Thank you.
So, but I have yours, and I have several others that have come in. Councillor Humphrey had a couple, I think, and so my objective would be to have all of those teed up for the next meeting.
Okay, great.
This was really just an attempt to try and capture Mr. Olson before he left, and that's all this is about.
Okay, so I know that Public Facilities is waiting for us, so let me just see if I can summarize this. We're now going to talk about potentially moving forward just the two changes, which is the automatic referral to the Committee of the Whole on three items and the change of ballots to votes in the selection of the president.
Clarifying the election rule, that's all.
Okay, I'm not seeing any other hands up. So let me see if the committee is prepared to move those two changes to the rules. Do I have a motion? Councillor Baker, are you making a motion to approve those two?
I'll move those changes and hold it through.
Thank you. Any discussion on that? So Nathan, to be clear, this is essentially going to be a parens. Parens one from this docket item, because we will need to hold the rest of the item. So any discussion on that item, on that motion? Okay, all those in favor?
Sorry,
Councillor Humphrey.
Sorry, I just, because we don't have the thing in front of us, we only have it on the screen. Can I just go back to the page that had that footnote that I think you said was new?
Yeah, do you want me to read it to you? I'll read it to you.
Oh, there we go.
This says, this provision appears in the rules so they can be used when the council is organized in the day councilors are sworn at the beginning of a new term, and as a means of assuring that the president and vice president receive the support of at least 13 of 24 councilors. By tradition, at an open meeting caucus of councilors elect before the new term begins, the same rule for elections of officers are adopted by the caucus and govern the informal selection of officers who are then formally elected at inauguration after the rules themselves are adopted by the new council. That's just the explanation of why we get there. But this whole process was designed to avoid having officers chosen by a majority of those present in voting, because people outlasted each other into the late hours of the evening. This is experience that I personally lived through, so I know what the problem is.
Right. All right. Yep. Fine with me.
Okay. So let me go back to the vote then. We had closed off discussion on the motion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? All right. That's 8-0 for those two changes in the rules, which again, Nathan, will be a parens one that will be reported out favorably, 8-0. And we will hold the rest of the item. Lyle, do we need a vote to hold the rest of the item?
No, I don't think so. It's already there. So that's fine.
Okay.
Maybe we should just take the vote anyway, just so we can.
All right. So I hope let's move to hold the report of programs and services. I mean,
all those in favor of holding the underlying item.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. 8-0. I think we need to go to the public facilities link now.
Okay.
And join them. Already in action.
We go back to the. All right.
Yep. And Councillor Baker, let's just talk afterwards, because I know they've been waiting for us for a little while.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay.
Have a good night, everyone.